93.7 Express FM. We are passionately pumping.
Jamal Lowe's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever. Forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
The Blues are back in town.
Harrison Taylor across the face of goal and into the net. A second on full debut for Ellis Harrison.
Birmingham City were the victims of an eagerly awaited dominant Pompey performance on Tuesday night. It may not have been a league victory, but the wins count all the same and must start from somewhere. It's safe to say that midweek game under the Fratton lights certainly threw up some tasty talking points for tonight's show. On the agenda between now and seven is the selection headache the gaffer has ahead of tomorrow's return to league action. Does big money signing John Marquis walk straight back into the squad after the impressive display from his counterpart Ellis Harrison on Tuesday night? Could the pair even play together up top? Has Andy Cannon answered those prayers for a new number 10? Or could Kenny be in the market for just one more signing? And do you think that the 4-3-3 formation used in midweek could be the way forward for this new look team? 81400 is the number to text. Start your messages with the word Express. You can email Pompey at expressfm.com or find us on Twitter at expressfm is our handle. Your weekend predictions are welcome too, as they always are. So, sit back and relax, turn those radios up, and don't focus your attention anywhere else, as it's time now for the Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Football Hour, sponsored this season by Stagecoach Buses across the South Coast. Find out more on what they have to offer by visiting stagecoach.co.uk. Jeff Harris and Ivan Protheroe join me on the show this evening, and it's safe to say that even a double-length programme tonight may not have provided enough time to get through everything we have to talk about, but we will do our very, very best to cover as much as we can between now and seven. Pompey's previous two games, last Saturday's league defeat in Shropshire, and not forgetting that incredible win under the new and improved Fratton Park lights on Tuesday night. It's time now to introduce my two guests for this evening's show. First of all, we have from the Portsmouth Armed Forces Supporters Club, Jeff Harris, who makes his return. Jeff, good evening.
Hi, Jake, you all right?
Yes, very good. All going strong still with your, well, relatively new supporters trust, I hope?
Yeah, really good, actually. We had our first AGM last month. 30-odd members out of the 80 turned up, so yeah, really good.
Good stuff. We'll have more from that later on in the show. And alongside Jeff tonight, making his, I believe, his Express FM Football Hour debut, Ivan Protheroe. Welcome to the show, Ivan.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem again. Ivan, we'll start with you. You saw the game on Tuesday evening. What was your take on the match as a whole?
Do you know what? I thought it was a good game. Obviously, both sides weren't playing full-strength teams, being the League Cup. But there was a lot of positives to take. What I quite enjoyed, actually, was the fact that Kenny played the back four that he was started the weekend as well. I mean, that shows he's actually prepared to actually let the whole team sort of know where we're at defensively, yeah, and, you know, get some stability in the back, which I think is crucial going forward.
Jeff, who was your standout performer against Birmingham, if you can pick one, that is? Because I can't think of one player, really, that didn't stand out.
No, it was a total team performance, in my opinion. Obviously, Harrison got two goals. But to be honest with you, to allow the team to go away and press an attack like that, I think it has to be said about the amount of work Naylor puts in protecting that back four. But giving those attacking quartet, that five, going forward as well.
Ben Close returns to the first team, Ivan, and what a performance it was from him to show Kenny Jackett. But he too is there and ready to be called upon.
Well, I mean, what a goal. What a goal. That was fantastic. Yeah, he's another one. He's a great option to have. I don't know whether he will start the weekend, but I mean, he certainly looks ready to come on if he doesn't get chosen.
Ivan mentions the goal there. Let's take another listen to that goal.
Curtis outside the penalty area. Curtis' shot deflects. Close's effort. What a goal from Ben Close. Drilling it into the bottom corner.
Jeff, it was a fantastic finish, but let's be honest, it's not the first time we've seen that from him.
It's a trademark goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he's like a League One Paul Scholes in that area. You just, if it's going to drop to anyone around the 18-yard box, you want it to drop to Ben Close, and he just has a knack of putting it in the back of the net. It's the composure, the strike. He doesn't just lash at it. He means to put it in those corners when he hits the ball.
I think that's why Ivan, he has, well, many nicknames, but Pompey Iniesta, the Pompey Xavi, the Pompey Pirlo, whatever you want to call him. Ben Close is the man who seems to be the next successful product of the youth academy.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, he looks fantastic. What was quite nice is he looks a bit shaky to start with in that game. A couple of passes went a bit astray, and then since that goal, he looks so much more relaxed on the ball. It was brilliant. If we can get him playing like that, he's got to force his way somewhere near the team.
Yeah, he mentions there, Jeff, Ben Close forcing his way into the team. Can you see him in contention for tomorrow? I know there's going to be a massive selection headache for Kenny and Joe Gallen, but after that performance on Tuesday, it's hard to take any of those players out of that team for tomorrow.
It is, and it's going to be a tough call. We were saying off air, whoever he leaves out, it's going to be, you know, if he goes with 4-3-3 again, goes with the same team, he's justified. If he mixes it up and brings John Marcus back in, he's justified. But it's a hard choice, and, you know, every single one of them on Tuesday night have played themselves into contention, as far as I can see. If he does go 4-3-3, I can see him starting again, but probably change it to 4-4-2 if it's not working.
Do you feel, Ivan, that 4-3-3 formation on Tuesday night was, well, the success story behind Pompey winning? That changed formation, perhaps a little bit more of an attacking incentive against a higher opposition. Do you think that kind of risk-free or, you know, no-nonsense setup really could be the way to lead Pompey to promotion this season?
I mean, I hope so. Like we said, there was a lot of encouraging things to take from that game. It's a difficult one to tell because obviously both teams weren't playing their full strength sides. Well, I get they're from the Championship, but there was a lot of young players in that Birmingham team as well. It's a difficult one to judge because the performance was fantastic. I think defensively we weren't tested at all, really.
No.
In terms of that, it's quite difficult to judge. But yeah, so it's, going forward, we looked phenomenal, really.
Ivan mentions there, Jeff, about a young, or a rather changed squad from Birmingham on Tuesday night, and that included 16-year-old Jude Bellingham. He was the youngest player to ever feature for Birmingham City in a competitive match, so I think he played relatively well considering his age and, you know, his inexperience. Do you see it as we've beaten a poor team on paper, or?
No, I saw a stat the day after the game where it said the average age of the Birmingham team was 23.4 or something like that, mm-hmm. and ours was 24.1, so we weren't that far away. You know, when you're talking in terms of age, we had similar age players on the pitch.
Yeah.
I just think that obviously we had more experience, but in terms of ability and everything else, I think it was a pretty evenly matched game, and obviously we came out on top because we had that league experience.
Yeah. Halfway through the game, Ivan, I was sat there thinking, 3-0 up against Birmingham, albeit perhaps a slightly changed team, perhaps we are ready for the Championship. Early days, of course, but we've tested ourselves against a team from the division. We've beaten them comfortably, and I think we controlled the game from start to finish.
I think that's a crucial point. We controlled the game. It wasn't a sort of snatch and grab. There was so many nice periods of play that we were actually kept the ball and looked like we wanted to go forward in like a controlled way. Let's hope so.
Ivan, Jeff, that's all we have time for in part one, but rest assured that the conversation continues very shortly here on the only radio station proud to be passionately Pompey, Express FM. Whilst we disappear for a few minutes, why not take that time to get your thoughts across to us here in the studio. This evening, we are looking for your score predictions for Pompey's clash with Tranmere Rovers tomorrow afternoon, as well as your thoughts on the Nathan Thompson situation. The former Blues right-back has recently been training with the club again, and while Kenny Jackett remains adamant that he will not be offering him a new deal, I want to know whether or not you were taken back on if the decision was yours. I'd also like to know who you believe deserves to start up top for tomorrow. Does John Marquis walk straight back into the starting 11? Or has Ellis Harrison proved to you that he is the man to lead the line? Maybe both of them could start in a 4-4-2. Get in touch now via all the usual methods. 81400 is the number to text. Start your message with the word Express. You can email Pompey at expressfm.com or find us on Twitter at expressfm. We'll hear from a man in charge very shortly too. And despite a rocky start to the season, he is keen to not let that get to him.
I mean, squad planning is for 10 months. It's not necessarily just for one game. You need a strong bench, you need a strong squad.
So stay right where you are. We will hear from the boss and you back home as the Friday Football Hour continues after the break.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the Friday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM, sponsored, of course, by Stagecoach Buses, who offer adult day rider tickets at a discounted price of £4.10 if you buy via the Stagecoach Bus app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Before the break, we heard a snippet from this week's interview with Blues boss Kenny Jackett, and now it's time to hear the rest of that. Matt Drabble caught up with the gaffer, first asking if he was pleased with how the squad managed to control the tempo after taking the lead.
We needed the game on Tuesday night. I didn't think we played our best on Saturday. We were unlucky to lose at Shrewsbury, definitely, and it was a fantastic strike. And as the away side, we were quite solid and had the vast majority of the ball. But similarly, we didn't do enough with it on Saturday. And overall, I was quite disappointed after the game. Made some adjustments for Tuesday night. Pleased that we had that game a week early, because obviously it was. Brought forward for a Sky game, and similarly as well, with everybody watching it gave us a chance to show some new lads the new sort of dynamics of the team, if you like, and what we're working towards. It was a good performance, and hopefully will help us as we go towards what is a really big game for us against Tranmere.
And you spoke earlier in the week about Ben Close maybe offering something a little bit different in midfield. Was the performance you saw Tuesday that something different you were talking about?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can have your best games being out of the team, and he had a great game last Saturday against Shrewsbury without playing. But anyway, on Tuesday night, both Cannons and Close came into the team. I thought we needed, let's say, three natural midfield players, with those two and Naylor. And I did think in that particular game against the opposition, the way they were going to play, I thought it was the right thing to do. Both Cannons and Close gave us a lot of good midfield play, and that helped, I think, knit things together quite well on the evening.
And Close, Cannon, Harrison coming into the side, obviously making your decision to pick the team Saturday a little harder, but a nice problem to have.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, squad planning is for 10 months. It's not necessarily just for one game. You need a strong bench, you need a strong squad if you want to get a promotion out of a division anyway, and that's obviously our objective for this particular Saturday. We're pleased to have John Marquis back, really pleased. He's an excellent centre forward as well, with Ross McCrory, who has served his one game ban, and it's better that it's in a League Cup game rather than a league game. So pleased to have those two guys back, and the group has to try to work as one if we can, get behind everybody that does play, and make sure we put on a performance that can try to get us the 3 points. And hopefully, if we can get everything right, the first 3 points of the season. Similarly, Tranmere have a lot of very good momentum after recent successes, excellent seasons, another very good one last year, and we'll be looking to attack League One this year.
Ellis Harrison, two goals. You must have been happy with his contribution. What different qualities does he bring to the team?
I think he's got some pace and mobility, and what he will do, he'll always put defenders under pressure with his work rate and his pace. He has a very good attitude, hasn't played much football if you're looking at last season, and particularly the second half of the season. He played very little, but he's had a good pre-season, and he's worked very hard. And as you say, always getting, as a centre forward, getting a couple of goals will lift his confidence. But his all-round game's very good. His mobility, the pressure that he puts on defenders can really help the club this season.
Kenny Jackett there speaking to Matt Drabble at the training ground yesterday afternoon. Lads, let's discuss Kenny's comments then. And he mentioned in there a name, Andy Cannon, who we've not mentioned him yet. A player who started on Tuesday, Ivan, and a player I thought shone pretty well.
Yeah, he's such a dynamic player. Almost every time I watch him, it kind of shocks me. I forget how good he is. He's one of those players that kind of can pick the ball out, but then has the ability to find a player really easily. I mean, it looks effortless at times. I think he's a fantastic player to have.
Is it almost like a new signing, Jeff? We didn't really see too much of him last season due to injury. Come back into the frame this season, almost, like I say, a new signing.
Yeah, I think it is. I think we saw that his first 15-minute cameo last season, that he brought energy and a bit of dynamicism to the team. So it was there. I think the first 20 minutes on Tuesday was a bit slow for all three midfield players because they had to get used to how they were playing, who was going to press, who was going to go in for the tackles and that. But as the game went on, he got more and more into it, and you can see what was there. Is he a number 10? I'm not really sure. But he does work well in that midfield three. You got Naylor protecting the back four, putting the tackles in, closing down. You got Cannon running around, putting the energy in, box to box, typical midfielder. And then you got Ben Close. You know, he can pick a pass out and he likes to pass it around. I noted the comment that Joe Gallen made midweek after the game. He was like, we want to play through the thirds. And that's a different style of language to what it was last season. Yeah. It was a case of get it up front quick, then build from it. Mm-hmm. Now we want to play through the thirds. So hopefully we'll start to see that midfield 2-3 or 4, you know, if he does go 4-4-2, come into play now.
There's a lot of negativity last season, Ivan. As Jeff mentioned, perhaps the hint of a hoofball kind of tactic to lead Pompey forward. But with those comments from Joe Gallen and the formation on Tuesday, are you slightly excited now to see that actually we could be heading in a different direction to try and pick up the 3 points?
I am, yeah, because like you look at the last two performances and all right, the result wasn't great, you know, the first game we got Shrewsbury, but you can just see already how much we're ready to actually play the ball on the ground, progress and go forward. You're not trying to hoof it up to a big forward. That's no criticism of any strikers we've got currently, but it's more of an encouraging way to see how we're playing.
With that midfield three of Ben Close, Tom Naylor, Andy Cadden, Jeff, do you find it difficult for Ross McCrory to get back into the team tomorrow? That's another name who we didn't see on Tuesday due to suspension. He's back in contention for tomorrow. It's going to be hard for him to force his way back into the side.
I think it is. I think if we're going 4-3-3, I think it's the same team. Mm. And if it's not working, and that's where you bring the changes on, you know, 50-minute, 60-minute mark. And you've got to give that team from Tuesday night. Mm. Kenny's always says about building momentum. Well, if he keeps preaching it, you would imagine he's going to go with 4-3-3 and the same team again to get that first league win. You know, against Shrewsbury, it's a free hit. First game of the season, it's a free hit. You're only 3 points behind the team above you now. You're in first place. I think he'll go with that.
That phrase, Ivan, don't fix what isn't broken, does that kind of stay true when you're moving from a Carabao Cup game to a league game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like just touched on that, if you're actually going to build on the momentum and you get confidence in players, you want to kind of feel encouraged that you're actually going to start the next game.
Yeah.
It's almost if you're going to play a game in the Cup against Birmingham and then you're dropped after you play really well, that's going to send the wrong message, I think. So, yeah, hopefully.
An email from Chris in Italy. Subject, tomorrow's team message. I would keep close in the starting lineup and like to see Marquis and Harrison starting too. I think Tranmere will struggle against us if we show the effective play in the last third, like against Birmingham. Nathan Thompson training at Roco? No problem. Back in the team requires a new contract for him and he does not warrant it. I don't think he will find a place in the Championship. He is simply not good enough in my opinion, but could probably find something in League One or here in Italy, where his theatrics are par for the course. He would be well at home. That is from Chris in Italy, a regular on the emails. Reece John Hawkins on Twitter. We should be going with two up top. Walks was the link up top for Marquis last season. Oh, sorry, Wilkes was the link up top for Marquis last season, and Harrison could be that link this season for him. Is that something you would welcome, Ivan? A partnership up front, Marquis and Harrison?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you look at how much we control possession in the first game of the season. We've got to remember that's in the league. And the Cup, although it was a great game, it was a Cup game. When you have 60% possession in your first game of the season, all right, like Kenny touched on there, we could have done a lot more with the ball. Yeah. We had a lot of it and sort of did nothing. But then in saying that, having 15 shots, admittedly only three were on target, so that could be improved.
It was the three most important ones.
Yeah, this is true. So, but you kind of think, well, you know, we've got the ball, we're controlling it well. Hmm. I would be, it's probably quite an unpopular opinion, I'd be tempted to stick it as it is with one up top.
Yeah.
And then if it, like we said, if something goes wrong in an hour in, we need to switch up, great. We'll have two, hopefully, informed strikers that are going to put pressure on each other as well.
don't fix what isn't broken, maybe, Jeff, but is now the time to experiment, if any? You want to do that at the start of the season, perhaps find your strongest squad, find a plan B, rather than be left in January and February time, like we were last season, really struggling to find out what to do.
Yeah.
Because I think at the start of last season, we started so well. We started with a similar team going on until Christmas. Got to January time, we lost Ben Thompson, lost a few other names, and suddenly, that was that. I think if we, make a few mistakes now, a few more hiccups, experiment a little bit, we'll find one or two, maybe three different variations of a team, we can move forward.
Yeah, and I'm sure tomorrow, if we were 2-0 up with a 4-3-3, mm-hmm. I'm sure Kenny would then experiment. Yeah. I don't think Kenny is, risk averse. He likes to play safe. He likes to control games, dominate games. Sometimes it's that end product, in the final third, like we saw last Saturday. For me, it's yes, you're right. Last season, you look at every manager that pretty much said beginning halfway through last season, we're average. Pompey are average, nothing special. And we all sat there and laughed and went, we're 17 points clear, 16 points clear. And then it starts going 4 points clear, yeah. 3 points clear. And then it's we start dropping down. Yeah. And then we go, actually, we are just average.
I think we introduced Pompey as average Pompey. As soon as those comments were made, like you say, as that form happened. Yeah.
But I think this season, if we keep it on the floor, mm-hmm. we can dominate teams with our passing. And then it's that game management. We talked about it last season, the game management. It's knowing when to pass it and then actually when to spring the trap, when you're actually going to attack and force and go for it. And I think Tuesday night, we've done that really well. And I just think he's going to go with 4-3-3 again on Saturday. And if we're 2-0 up, hopefully touch wood, that's when he'll introduce 4-4-2 and then start experimenting in the last 15 minutes, 10 minutes of a game to see how it goes.
A game we are very, very much looking forward to tomorrow afternoon. Pompey versus Tranmere, of course, live here on Pompey Live on Express FM from 2 p.m. Have you gotten yourselves involved back home yet on the show? If not, then why not? Don't worry, you can recover yourselves right now. I'm giving you another opportunity to get your thoughts across to the panel before we leave you in just over 30 minutes' time. The ways to get involved are as follows. On the text, the number is 81400. Please do start your messages with the word Express, or you can email us, pompey@expressfm.com, or find us on Twitter @ExpressFM. Who starts tomorrow's game against Tranmere Rovers? Could Ellis Harrison partner John Marquis up front? If the formation is reverted back to 4-2-3-1, then who do you like to see fill the hole in behind the striker? Maybe Andy Cannon has impressed you in midweek, or perhaps you think that Ben Close could do well push further forward. It's anyone's guess as to who will be named in the squad tomorrow afternoon, but one man who may have an idea is Kenny Jackett. We'll hear more from McGaffer shortly, and he's been speaking about how much attention you need to pay towards the opposition.
70-80% you have to get your own team right, because you can get an absolute crystal clear assessment on the opposition, on their strengths and weaknesses, but if you don't get your side right, you don't win.
So stick around as the Football Hour continues right here on Express FM in just a few moments.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back once again to the Friday Football Hour, proudly sponsored by our friends over at Stagecoach Buses. Need to get in and around the city without a fuss? Then hop on a Stagecoach bus. They provide cheap and reliable fares across the great waterfront city of Portsmouth and beyond too. Find out more information over at stagecoach.co.uk. Jeff, I'd like to take a small moment, if we may, away from Pompey chat, for the time being, of course, starting off with asking you for the latest updates from the Armed Forces Supporters Trust.
Yeah, thanks, Shake. It's going really well. We're up to around about 87 paid members now. There's about 135 that have expressed an interest. And it's going from strength to strength. We're getting a new website up and running soon, so all the information and all the stats from the games and all that will be on there. Spencer's doing some really terrific work as the chairman. He's coming up with new ideas, and so the rest of the committee. And yeah, we had our first AGM at the club last month. Johnny Moore popped in, so did Alan Knight, so thanks for them. And obviously you'll see Alan tomorrow, so pass on the thanks to that.
Thank him personally.
And like I said, every week we're getting more and more interest. We're still in its infancy, but we're hoping that as this season goes on, more and more armed forces personnel, veterans still serving, or dependents of veterans and serving personnel can get involved.
And if there are any of those listening tonight, how can they get in contact with you?
Either via Twitter, or they can email pompeyafsc@gmail.com, and Spencer or I will answer the email, and we can answer any questions and pass on any information that way until the website's up and running. Yep. And then it will all be on there, of course.
Brilliant. So if you are listening and that does take your fancy, then please do get involved with Jeff and Spencer over at the Armed Forces Supporters Trust. Okay, let's move straight on. And it's not just Pompey who are in action this weekend, but a whole host of our local sides in non-league are too. So let's find out what they are up to. We begin our look at the teams in action this weekend in and around the city of Portsmouth, with the side highest in the footballing ladder, Havant and Waterlooville. Their third match of the season back in the National League South sees them travel to Dartford, whom they beat to the title on the final day of that famous promotion-winning season of 2017-18. The Hawks won promotion to the fifth tier for the first time in their history just over a year ago, at the expense of this weekend's opponents, who had to settle for the playoffs, having finished second place on goal difference. Lee Molyneux's Gosport Borough have their first domestic match of the new season as they welcome Taunton Town to Privet Park. The visitors, also known as the Peacocks, ended last season as runners-up in the Southern League Premier Division, the competition in which they meet again tomorrow. The Borough experienced a successful pre-season campaign building up to this match, including last Friday's feisty encounter with Bognor Regis, which ended 6-1 to Gosport. Petersfield Town are also back in league action. They host East Cowes Victoria from the Isle of Wight to the Shorefix home in Privet Stadium. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff in the Wessex League First Division. And we have four teams in FA Cup extra preliminary round action this weekend, all of which kick off at their traditional time of 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Only six rounds stand in the way of our local sides and an appearance in the first round proper, where the Football League sides enter the competition. Not far to go then. First of all, AFC Portchester entertain Hythe and Dibden at the Crest Finance Stadium. The Tangerines have just this afternoon bolstered their squad even further by completing the double signings of Gibraltar under-21 international Jack Breed and defender Ellis Martin from Chichester City. Elsewhere, Baffin's Milton Rovers travel to Orrisford Town. They go into this game off the back of a 3-2 league defeat at the hands of Fareham Town. And speaking of the Creeksiders of Fareham, they are also away this weekend. Westbury United, the host of their cup side. And finally, we round off our look at our local sides with the United Services of Portsmouth, who are away to Binfield. We will have a look at how those sides got on in their respective games on Monday evening on the Football Hour between 6 and 7, where we will also be looking ahead to who those teams will be playing in the next round of midweek fixtures. And elsewhere this weekend, it must be mentioned that the Pompey women are in action too. Crystal Palace make the short trip down to the South Coast for the Blues' final pre-season friendly. Kick-off is at 2 p.m. and tickets for the game at the PMC Stadium are priced at just £5 for adults and £2 for under-18s and over-63s. OK, let's talk about... I'm going to use a phrase I used last week because I can't think of another one. The elephant in the room. Nathan Thompson, not saying he's an elephant, but he's obviously a big talking point across Pompey social media this week. He has been training with the club again, Jeff, as he looks for a new team. Kenny Jackett has said that he won't be offering a new contract and he's just helping him to, you know, push forward his career. What do you make of the situation? First of all, would you take him back?
I actually said on social media last week that he made a decision and he should live with it. I think if we only had Anton Walks and we didn't sign James Bolton, mm-hmm. then yes, take him back. It'll be for me, it'd be interesting to see if he hasn't got a club in 3 weeks' time, whether it may not be a permanent deal, but it may be I'll sign you to January and take it from there.
Yeah.
It's one for debate, isn't it? And it's been going on for the last few days. For me, I think we're well stocked in defensive cover now. But if we're going to be playing more attacking football and going through the thirds, like Joe Gallen said, I think Kenny wants his back four to be more solid and more resolute and not as attacking fullbacks as what probably we saw last season. So James Bolton kind of, although James Bolton does get forward, has seen the highlights of him from last season, and we know what Lee Brown does, I don't think he's going to be wanting that expansive football from his fullback. So does Nathan Thompson play into that or not? We know he likes to get forward. So for me, it'd probably be a short-term deal. And we know what Kenny's like. You know, he says one thing and he does something totally different. So, yes, it's not a permanent deal. It's a six-month deal that I can see coming out the woodwork.
That's why I asked the question, because, like you say, you know that Kenny says one thing, perhaps another thing happens. And Jeff was with his thoughts there. He mentions that it has sparked a lot of debate on social media this week. And I posted a question on Twitter earlier this morning, and I said, Kenny Jackett has ruled out the option to offer Nathan Thompson, who's recently been training with Pompey, again a new contract. If you were the Blues gaffer, what would you do? I put that up for vote, and I can now reveal the results. 262 people got involved. 51% said they would attempt to re-sign him, and 49% say they would let him move on. Ivan, pretty much 50-50 there. It is an even split down the middle.
I think Brexit's easier to talk about, isn't it?
That is as much on the fence as you can get, as you say, Ivan. And it's one of those, as it is with many discussions with Pompey fans, you can't please everyone, and a lot of people will have different opinions. What's your thoughts on it?
Look, it's one of those things. We're going to get to talk about Christmas time, and we're going to need bodies. We're going to need people that, you know, slot in. He knows the club, so that helps. You know, he's played there before. I just think, if we can be a bit more defensively solid and not, you know, have our fullbacks attacking and try and track back, I'm not sure it works in the system we're trying to create. I think it'd be better we actually, I know it sounds shocking, have defenders that defend principally first, and then have your midfield to be a bit more expansive. So I probably wouldn't, to be perfectly honest.
Some of the comments from that tweet. Wayne Harris says definitely re-sign him. Jacket, I don't believe that is actually Kenny Jackett's jacket, says for me he'd be a short-term signing, is a backup right back in the Championship. If we get out of the league this year, we'd need to look at a new right back again. Great at defending, but not great going forward. He's not going to create much or worry teams when on the attack. Fullback need improving in the future. Jake Meyer says it would be ridiculous to not try and bring him back. He'd still be the best right back at the club, and his commitment on the pitch before someone comes in with the but he thought he was bigger than Pompey comment. His ability and his all-round performances would be invaluable. Andy Smith says offer him a two-year deal on the wages he was on previously. And Greg in Hamburg says re-sign in a heartbeat. Yes, he messed up. I'm not going to read out the word you actually said. He knows it, but after that interview, his work rate never dropped. He always gave 100%. I think he deserves a second chance. So that will be something we will be keeping an eye out here at Express FM.
I think what's interesting, I think we'll get to October and go, God, we missed a Thompson flop. How many free kicks, how many set pieces did we win from that? And how many chances did it create last season? And I think only until we get to October, we'll notice how much we're missing it.
That's enough of us now. We're going to leave that note on Nathan Thompson. Who knows what will happen? Maybe he will sign, maybe he won't. Regardless, we wish him well for the future. In part four of tonight's show then, myself, Jeff and Ivan will be looking a little closer at this weekend's game against Tranmere Rovers, including a deeper look into this week's opposition with Portsmouth Breakfast Show host Mason Jordan. But first of all, it's time to hear for the final time this evening from the Blues boss Kenny Jackett. Matt Drabble caught up with a gaffer earlier in the week, and one of the questions posed is efficiency of set pieces a key focus for the squad?
Yeah, it's something we continue to work on. Looking at Shrewsbury, you know, we had 10 corners for the away side. It's quite high, and you know, did we get enough out of it? That's something that we always look at and try to improve, as we do in many aspects of the game. But similarly, to win the two headers like that, Naylor the first one, and then Harrison, and you know, got us off the mark, followed it up with a great goal, great volley from Ben Close, and then pleased with Ellis, who sort of sneaked up on the back post, just got the better of the left back with a header for the third, and rounded off a good evening for us.
Marcus Harness and Ronan Curtis seem to be playing a little bit higher with a little bit more freedom to come inside. Was that down to a switch in formation? And is that something we can expect to see at the weekend?
Their roles, or what we're asking for them, hasn't changed necessarily. I do think, though, Marcus is slightly different to the two wingers that we've had there previously or last year in Ronan Curtis and Jamal Lowe. He is a little bit trickier, if you like. He's not necessarily the sort of the out-and-out pace and power. He received the ball in tight areas. He likes to come off the line and get it, as well as, you know, he's shown a good crossing ability, though, when he's got into the, you know, the right hand side. If you're going back to even the goal at Crawley for Gareth Evans, which was an excellent cross, you know, he's put some really good balls in when he has got into a wide area. But a slightly different type of winger, and with different strengths and weaknesses, but similarly, you know, I think a player with terrific potential and can bring a lot to the team. There was a slight formation change anyway, and as I said, you know, we just played with three out and out midfield players on that particular day and in that game, because that was the way I envisaged, you know, that game going with the way the opposition sort of changed and played.
There's a fine line in football between adapting your system and your formation to a particular opponent and then letting them worry about you. How do you negotiate that balance looking ahead to particular?
Yeah, it is something that is correct. And, you know, from me, it's 70-80% you have to get your own team right, because you can get an absolute crystal clear assessment on the opposition, on their strengths and weaknesses, but if you don't get your side right, you don't win. So, you know, it's 70-80% get your own team right, get your own balance formation right, with, you know, a slight eye on what's coming towards you, so that you don't get caught cold and you can prepare the players for exactly what's coming at them.
And you had a lot of the ball, as you mentioned, in the second half on Tuesday. That midfield three were able to keep it very well. Do you anticipate being able to do that Saturday, or will it be a different type of game against Tranmere?
I think it'll be a different type of game, League One game, you know, a side recently promoted. And you're looking through their team, you know, they've added, and I think looking at them, they've added well as well. You know, they've taken very shrewdly in the transfer market.
And back-to-back promotions for Tranmere, as you mentioned, and they managed to cause Rochdale a late scare last weekend. They'll be looking to come here and spoil the party for the first league home game of the year. Not a team you'll be taking lightly.
No, not at all. And obviously, you know, they've worked up the leagues to try to, you know, do well in this league, play against some big clubs, and you know, we understand that and respect them for it. And you know, they've had a, you know, very good season last year, very good recent seasons, and we'll want to keep that momentum going as they go into a new division.
And Nathan Thompson at the training ground today, can you shed any light on that situation?
Yeah, helping Nathan out in terms of some training. He's recently had some time at Bristol City, and he'll be working with us when it's right. And as I said, you know, hopefully we can help him out as he works towards his next venture.
Kenny Jackett there sharing his thoughts with Matt Drabble, who jets back to the States next week. We'll be sure to get him back on the show whenever he returns from home, hopefully around Christmas time. If you've just missed that interview with Kenny Jackett, then fear not, because you can hear it again right here on Express FM as Pompey Live returns tomorrow from 2 p.m. Myself, Liam Howes, and the legend Alan Knight team up once again for the league visit of Tranmere Rovers to Fratton Park. Speaking of that game, it's one of which the three of us will be previewing even more in the next part of the show, which means you have just one set of ad breaks to get your views across to us. Send us your starting lineups for tomorrow's game, as well as your score predictions too. Get those on either the text 81400, start your message with the word Express, or you can email us pompey@expressfm.com or find us on Twitter at ExpressFM. We'll be back to read those out and hear more about what Tranmere Rovers have to offer against Pompey when the Football Hour returns in just a few minutes.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Good evening and welcome back for the final time this evening to the Football Hour on Express FM, sponsored as ever by Stagecoach Buses across the South Coast. They offer student day rider tickets at just £2.50 to hop on one of their many buses across the city and beyond too. Show your student ID and you'll be on your way. You can also pay via contactless as well. Now it's time to take a look at this weekend's opposition, Tranmere Rovers. Mason Jordan has all you need to know about what the Blues go up against tomorrow afternoon.
Pompey Live. This week's opposition.
After a rather convincing victory against Championship opposition Birmingham City in the first round of the Carabao Cup on Tuesday, attention once again turns back to League One football. Tranmere Rovers, nicknamed the Whites and established in 1884, are the first team to travel down to Fratton Park for league action for this new season.
The manager,
47-year-old Scotsman Mickey Mellon, has been in charge of the side from Birkenhead since October 2016, when he left his position at Shrewsbury Town, having won just two of their opening 11 League One games. Mellon, who has also previously managed Fleetwood Town and Barnsley, with the latter on a caretaker basis, has made history with Tranmere, achieving a double promotion from the National League to League One. doing so by winning respective playoffs in the fourth and fifth tiers back to back. He has seen over 247 wins from a total of 506 games managed since his first game as gaffer in 2008, thus currently boasting an overall win percentage of 49%.
One to watch.
Journeyman Stephen Payne is the man to watch this weekend. Payne, now 27, has featured for 14 different clubs in his career, having signed his first contract at Croydon just a decade ago. He will be wearing the number 45 for Tranmere, and you may remember him from his time playing for Bristol Rovers and most recently Shrewsbury Town on loan. His contract at Bristol Rovers was terminated by mutual consent this summer, just before the forward signed a two-year deal at Prenton Park.
Top scorer.
Winger and Rovers number 11, Connor Jennings, has scored the most goals for his club this campaign with one. The 27-year-old, who scored in his first and only game on the international scene when England C beat Gibraltar 1-0 in 2011. He has run out 111 times for Tranmere, scoring 23 goals in that time. Jennings has quite the record when it comes to playing on the big stage, in particular the playoff finals. His goal in the 2017 National League playoff final was not enough for Tranmere, however, as Forest Green Rovers eventually won 3-1. But a year later, his cross set up now Ipswich striker James Norwood to score the winner in the same fixture against Boreham Wood to earn promotion to League 2. And just over 2 months ago, he scored the winning goal in the 1-0 League 2 playoff final against Newport County.
Current four.
Mickey Mellon's side has actually failed to win a single game since that promotion-winning final back in May, evidently suffering somewhat of a promotion hangover. A poor season in which they lost 4 out of 5 and drew the final game 0-0 with League Two outfit Walsall, included a 6-0 thrashing at the hands of Champions League holders Liverpool, and set the tone for what turned into a poor start to the League One campaign. The Whites lost 3-2 at home to persistent relegation flirters Rochdale, despite almost completing a spirited comeback, scoring their two goals in the 89th and 93rd minutes. But what will the outcome be as the Whites take on the Blue Army as we return to League One action for the first time this season at Fratton Park?
Mason Jordan there with a look at tomorrow's opposition, Tranmere Rovers, who comes to Fratton Park for match day 2 of Sky Bet League One. You can hear everything live here on Pompey Live from 2 p.m. Lads, let's go to the text, tweets and emails first, actually. We have one from Sarah Powers, says, don't change a winning team on the pitch, neither on Express FM, which sounds to me, Sarah, you don't want me in the commentary box tomorrow, because on Tuesday night, I wasn't in the box. I wasn't on Pompey Live, and we had Matt Drabble instead. So I don't know really what to take of that, Sarah. Yeah, a bit harsh. Thank you, I guess. I don't know. Whatever it takes to win, I suppose. Score prediction on Facebook. Louis O'Donnell says 3-1 Pompey. Steve Smith says Marquis and Harrison up front together, they will be a handful. Also on Facebook, Mel Clark says he should start with the same team as on Tuesday night. Alex Hall says, after Tuesday's performances, Harness, Close and Harrison must start. Harrison will be full of confidence after his two goals and man of the match. I can see him scoring again within the first 20 minutes. Dale McLaughlin-Young says Marquis to start. And Chris Wilmot also thinks that John Marquis should come back into the team. Lads, I want to get your thoughts on tomorrow's starting lineup, starting with you, Ivan. Who do you want to see start in that team, looking really at that midfield and attack?
See, after all those tweets, I feel like a pessimist now. Do you know what? I'd still stick to pretty much what we did about Shrewsbury. I don't see, you know, you go through all the pre-season thinking you've got your best team, you work on a formation. We played pretty well. I mean, like we said, we could have done more with the ball, but I don't feel like, because you have one good game, you suddenly change it drastically. I think it's better you stick with the same formation, stick with a pretty similar team, and then if you have players who are informed come off the bench and it's not quite going your way, it's a win-win, because you put them on, great.
So if you'd like to see the same team as at Shrewsbury, you're saying John Marquis up front on his own. Jeff, we won't really look at the defence. We can imagine that both Christian Burgess and Paul Downing will both start tomorrow's game. That might not be the case, however. Sean Raggett is back from injury, so he could also be thrown into the frame. But how do you see tomorrow's lineup unfolding?
I think for me, it's the same as Tuesday night. I listened to what Ivan said. And it goes back to the early point. Kenny's all about building momentum. And it's going to be a tough decision. I think anyone who's dropped, taken out the squad, is going to feel hard done by from Tuesday night. and equally anyone who expects to start, who doesn't get picked will feel hard done by. So for me, they go with 4-3-3 and they go with the same team.
An email from Dave Byrne says, I think we will see 4-3-3 tomorrow, but is it formation that we can risk away from home? I can see McCrory being on the bench tomorrow, but again, will the majority of his performances come away from home to bolster what would be a more defensive setup often than not? I would like Cannon to play. I thought he was excellent and a little unsung hero on Tuesday. Any news out of the club on the Ryan Kent link from Liverpool? Not too sure on Ryan Kent, Dave, but I know that Herbie Kane is a name that has been thrown up. We're not too sure on that. It is a very, very early rumour at the moment, but we'll get more on that when we can. Lads, a quick score prediction for the game tomorrow. Pompey host Tranmere Rovers. Jeff, we'll start with you.
As I said earlier, Tranmere Pompey have given me a lot of heartbreak through the 90s, but I'm going for a Pompey 2-1 win.
Ivan, score prediction?
I'm going to go 2-0. Have a nice clean sheet.
2-0, clean sheet. Ooh, it's a hard one to predict. I reckon it will finish Pompey 5, Tranmere Rovers 1. That was one of my popular predictions last season. 5-1, why not? Okay, and that draws a close to this evening's show. I'd like to extend my thanks tonight to both Jeff Harris and Ivan Protheroe for joining me for the past hour or so. It's been a busy one, but I think we managed to do just all right. Mason Jordan is next for the Weekend Request Show, so get your favourite songs into him between now and 8. Start your text with the word Express, followed by your request, and send those to 81400 or email studio@expressfm.com. Gloria Miller is back with 2 hours of soul from 8 p.m. Music for the Soul will be here between 8 and 10. That is followed by a groovy blend of 60s soul, R&B, beat and much more when Hipshaker returns from 10 p.m. Ian McGuinness wakes you up for the Saturday Breakfast Show. He'll be live from 7 o'clock before the wonderful Robbie James takes over from 10 through till midday with just great songs. And then your final dose of preparation before the big one at 2 comes live from 12 with Lily Park, who brings you just great music and also takes a look at what else is happening around the city this weekend. And then, of course, it is time for the big one. Pompey Live returns to your radios from 2 p.m. live from Fratton Park with myself, Liam Howes, and the legend, Alan Knight. The Dream Team reunite for the visit of Tranmere Rovers to PO4. Can Pompey back up that brilliant cup win in midweek with another one where it really matters, League One? Find out right here on Express FM tomorrow afternoon from 2. Until then, have a great evening. I'll see you tomorrow, and a massive play up Pompey.